Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon. The power is on. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest today is Kate Kuhn. Welcome. You are an independent educational consultant, and your bio is very extensive. You've got 23 years of teaching, counseling, and writing. But first, before we get into any kind of details about that, I really want to just jump right in and ask you, what does it feel like to be one of the first women to graduate from Yale University?
Oh, from Yale University. Okay, so I went to Yale University in 1969, which was the year that they admitted women. So that's just an interesting kind of history lesson for people to think about, I guess.
Yes.
Sometimes students that I work with today just don't realize it didn't always have women, and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the dean of admission made a decision just in the very middle of the high school visiting season that the school would go co-ed, so sent the word out to people who are visiting high schools to say, by the way, on Monday morning, you can start talking to girls, to admit
great.
Them.
Wow.
So that was kind of an adventure just to apply mm-hmm. and do that. And then I actually was lucky enough to get in. And so at that point, it was almost crazy not to go because you were kind of making history.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go, and I guess I'll be honest with you, it was a bit of a mixed experience because
mm-hmm.
It was sort of a crazy time. It was a crazy time to be in college, if anybody here can remember that. 1969 through 1972.
It's a little before
a little before your time,
yes.
But some of your listeners may have
yes.
that kind of memory. So it was a place that was figuring out how to be co-ed. And I mm-hmm. actually came from an all-girls high school, so that was sort of surprising to me.
Oh, okay.
That they didn't just think girls were normal.
Now, where are you from?
From here. I'm from the Boston area.
Okay.
Grew up in Waltham and Dedham.
Okay.
And then the girls' school that I went to is, again, no longer a girls' school, but it was Beaver Country Day School.
Oh, it sounded like a daycare.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, again, in terms of history, there's something called the Country Day School Movement
okay.
in this country. Maybe particularly in sort of the Boston or East Coast area. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But schools that they may have started in the city, some of them, but decided to move to kind of pretty suburban campuses.
Yeah.
So Country Day, I guess the idea that would be, conducive to education and something like that.
I see it. I totally see that.
Yeah.
And so you graduated summa cum laude?
Oh, from high school, not from college.
Oh, okay.
My college record was a little less distinguished. I was busy with extracurriculars a little bit.
That's okay.
Again,
Yale,
Well, yeah. And also, again, it was sort of a time in history where there were things like general student strike and, other things going on. Very, quote unquote, distracting time to be in college. So I wasn't paying terribly much attention to my academic record at
mm-hmm.
that point.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, in high school, I was a geek. You know me well enough to know that I have a geeky side to me.
Well, so do I.
And so yes. So summa cum laude means that you were the top of your class.
Yes.
And
yes, I had to Google that.
Okay.
I had to ask my best friend Google.
Little Latin. They
yes.
made us study
yes.
Latin.
I actually asked my best friend Steve first.
Oh, there we
and
go.
And said, hey, honey, what is summa cum laude? And then he said, I'm not quite sure. And I said, okay, I'll go ask Google.
Okay.
So why was it important for you to go for your master's of education?
That's a great question. So I did graduate from Yale, and I didn't have a clue, really, what I wanted to do after that. I remember...
What did you major in?
I majored in English.
Okay.
Which was not my strongest subject in high school. I was better at math. I liked math. I liked the sort of clarity of solving problems and doing equations. And actually, that fits into my life now. There's something about what I do as a college counselor that's kind of problem solving and mm-hmm. puzzle pieces and jigsaws and equations. And mm-hmm. so that, you know, old math geek side of me didn't go away. Mm-hmm. English was hard. I didn't know how to write the long papers. Sometimes I didn't know what people were talking about when they saw symbolism and things. And
so were something you struggled with, you actually, I mean, overcame it.
I did, sort of, yeah. The English department at Yale was legendary and amazing. Oh. And actually, my high school English teacher, who scared me enormously, she was an amazing woman, but at one point she said, well, I think you should, she was British, and she said, you should go to Yale because they have an excellent English department. And I thought, Miss Thompson is telling me I could be good in English? I guess I should, you know.
Oh, listen.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, when I didn't get a C plus anymore on her papers, I felt like, wow.
Oh, I'm
okay,
not doing
maybe
well.
No, C pluses were, I was happy with C pluses.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
And then when I could get a little better than that, it was like, oh, maybe I would figure this out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? So I always did love to read. So that part was fine. It was writing the papers that I
now,
didn't like.
Now, so how did your path change
oh, right.
from being an English teacher, because you have you have over 30 years experience, but from being an English teacher to being a counselor?
Right. So I didn't actually answer your other question about the master's. So I get out of Yale, English major. I don't know what to do. I come from a family of educators, and I think, so I'm not going to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody does. So I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
And then I realized, well, yes, you are. I had a background of doing a lot of kind of babysitting and tutoring and crisis intervention work, and I worked well in those situations. I thought, actually, I am already a teacher, mm-hmm. so I might as well go ahead and get myself, you know, some credentials.
Okay.
So I did a master's. I was back in the Boston area, and I did the teacher training program at Shady Hill School gives you apprenticeship in a classroom, and at the same time a master's and certification. It was a great, great program.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I knew that I wanted to work with older kids.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think people who go into education have a sense of that, whether they're really great with kindergartners or they're,
yes,
you know, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to be with the little kids. I'm with the teenagers, you know, the tweens and teens and teenagers.
Yeah.
Those are my people.
Influential age.
Very influential age, very complicated and fun.
Yes.
I've spent a lot of time in and around the adolescent brain,
mm-hmm.
and it is an interesting place
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
You have one at home, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later because,
okay.
You know, he's 14.
Okay,
and
you're there.
He's going into high school. So,
yeah.
Yes.
So we could talk for another hour about how interesting they are at that age. But to answer your question, so I did my master's. I got a job from there in Brooklyn teaching middle and upper school English. And I did that for 5 years. During that time, I met my husband, who was mm-hmm. up here. And we were making the decision to get married and to be up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that there was an opening for a one-year college counselor for girls at Milton Academy.
Okay.
And I knew Milton Academy from being up in this area. In fact, one of my sisters went to Milton Academy and cousins, so forth. So I certainly knew about Milton Academy. And
Before Milton, you were in Brooklyn. How did you...
That happened. I got hired at the school in Brooklyn from my master's program. And there's a, you know, just somebody who had been at Shady Hill and then was down in New York and knew of this school, was a young school looking for an English teacher. It sort of fit my description.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go for it. I was kind of scared to move down to the big city. But I went ahead and did it. I thought, if I don't do it now, I probably won't do it any time in my life. And
mm-hmm.
so I did it, and it was really
good
exciting
for you.
And fun. Oh, it was great. It was
to
great.
To, like, really take charge of that.
Yeah, yeah. It was an adventure again, and off I went and did it. And actually, that has sort of established a little bit of a beachhead in New York. My brother ended up taking over one of my apartments. My sister has an apartment down there. My daughter lives in Brooklyn. So we spend a lot of time in New York.
Oh, good.
And like it. But anyway, it was time to come back here. Milton, I was really lucky, hired me on that basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a college counselor for a year during that interim. And then that was the beginning of a whole new career. So.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Kate Kuhn. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on The Dr. Oz Show. Everything You Wish For is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Have you ever hesitated to leave your pets in order to go on vacation? Or are you worried about leaving your dog alone all day while you're at work? At Just Around the Corner Pet Sitting, our loving staff is here to help you. If you live in Plymouth, Pine Hill, Sagamore Beach, or surrounding areas, Just Around the Corner Pet Sitting and Dog Walking can help ease your mind and bring comfort and care to your pets. We offer many options for your furry family. Call us at 508-245-1389 or visit us online at justaroundthecornerpetsit.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm with my good friend Kate Kuhn, who is here, and we were just talking about how you used to teach in Brooklyn. And what I want to ask you is, what made you return back to Milton Academy?
Right. So in the bio, in 1979, when Seth and I get married, I come to Milton Academy on that 1 year thing, and the woman who I was replacing ended up staying out another year. So I was at Milton for 2 years, and during that time, I had my son Daniel. Mm-hmm. So then I become, for a little while, a stay-at-home mom, which was a great chapter. Again, that's something we could talk about for a long time, like the virtues of being a sort of stay-at-home mom for a while. It was really a great experience, and I was glad to do it. So for several years, sort of work-life balance, I'm raising kids, and then I do little part-time things here and there. I work for the Marshfield Mariner at one point.
I read that.
I was a long-term sub for about 6 weeks in the Duxbury Guidance Office, and then I don't even remember the whole story. But at a certain point, the person who replaced me at Milton Academy was on sabbatical, so that must have been 1987.
Okay.
And so I was kind of ready. I'd been doing long-term sub in English on the South Shore, both at Gates Middle School in Scituate and then at South Junior High, which is no longer called that, in Hingham. So I was sort of using the English teacher part of my life, but I was also doing some college counseling in various ways. Milton Academy then said, we have it was a one-year position to cover somebody on a sabbatical. So I went back, and it was a blast. I was ready by that point. The kids were a little bit older. We needed the income that I could get from doing that. And so I went back to being a full-time college counselor at Milton Academy. And during that time, I thought, okay, now I'm ready to go back. And Noble and Greeno was looking for a college counselor, the person who'd been doing it for a long time had left. And so, long story short, that's where I got hired, and that's where I was for 23 years.
23 years and 7 months.
23 years and 7 months. And then I think it's sort of implied in your question earlier, but throughout my career, I was a college counselor and usually teaching one English class at the same time, which is something that private schools allow you to do and like you to do. And I liked that. I liked being sort of one quarter English teacher, three quarter college counselor.
So it was really parallel throughout many, many, many years.
Right, exactly. Doing both things. But predominantly for close to 30 years being a college counselor.
Okay.
Which is something that schools like Noble and Greeno and Rivers, where I'm working for the moment part time, and Milton Academy, they put resources into that because it's pretty important to them and to their populations. And that's really how I learned to be a college counselor.
And I, you know, the 30 years can be a little bit intimidating. It's intimidating to me, all this experience that you have. But you're so humble.
Aww.
And I—that's why I really am not intimidated. Like you,
well, I'm
you know,
glad to hear that.
Well, you've got so much education and Yale, and you know, oh my God. So, but you're so humble and you're so approachable and easy to talk to, and I could just, you know, stroke you all day long with all these with all these compliments. But I think it's really important to share that because some people might be intimidated by all that education and not sure if maybe they would want to work with you.
Of course.
And you know, you're so
prep school.
You're so workable, you're so easy to talk to.
As the kids would say, relatable.
Yes, is that what they say?
That's the word.
Kids that you
Kids today.
Yeah.
Use the word relatable.
Oh, kids today. Oh,
kids today.
Yeah, I guess I'm not really in on that. okay. So, what electives did you teach?
Lots of things. I taught an elective that was really great fun in children's literature. I taught an elective in poetry. I've taught American literature. I've taught African American literature and African American history with a co-teacher who was an African American historian. Again, that's something that the schools that I was at give you a lot of latitude to design courses and run them. And let's see, creative writing.
Yeah.
Different things.
And how much of your time throughout this 30 years have you done the writing and the editing? Is that like, you just do that on the side for fun, right?
Yeah. I don't even write for fun. I had to do a lot of writing for my job because you have to write letters of recommendation for every student that's applying to college.
Oh, okay.
And that's really a writing job. And
yeah, well, because you really want to be accurate and...
Yeah. Every child has a story.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid has a story. And so one of your jobs as a college counselor or sometimes as an English teacher is to help him or her uncover that story and tell that story, find language for that story.
And tell it in a really positive way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Bring them, put them in a good light.
Yep. And then the same thing is true of writing a recommendation. One of the counselors at Nobles said, our job is to love them on their worst day. And so you write your recommendation that way. It's like, well, Nicole can be kind of a pain in my algebra class, but I'm not going to say that in the letter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do, as you say, it's always going to be in a positive light.
Yeah.
But you're trying to be truthful to the experience that the person has had.
Exactly.
And do it very concisely because the colleges don't have
It's an art to do that.
It does feel like an art, and so that's an art that we've developed, and that's where part of the editing comes in, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, my English teachers taught me well. I want to show them that I know something still.
Yes, that you've attained something.
Yes.
Now, so you're an independent educational consultant now.
Correct.
And basically since June of 2011. And so your specialties are college placement, interim year, and then writing and editing. And so are you ever going to retire?
Oh, well, I think my husband sort of hopes so. Yeah, I say that I've been flunking early retirement.
Yeah, that's cute.
But the thing about the college counseling is...
You don't look like you should be retiring.
Oh, okay.
You kind of look like my age.
Okay. Well, as I did say, it's early retirement, which is a nice benefit.
Yes.
And I decided to take it because I do think our lives have lots of chapters. And, you know, I was ready for the next chapter, which didn't involve... full-time school life, commuting up to Dedham to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning through the Route 128 traffic, things like that. I thought there are other ways to engage with students and their families around something that I'm passionate about and love, which is college counseling and college placement. And I have models of people who do this as an independent career. It's actually grown enormously, the profession of independent educational consulting. It's more like, I think it's doubled in the last 10 years. And there's good support for it. So I really love having, in some ways, the best of both worlds. It was too early for me to park my brain and all the experience that I've gained. I have a lot of experience of colleges and continue to grow experience of colleges, and I have a lot of experience with kids and families in the process. So I just wasn't ready to, you know, quote unquote, retire all of that.
I don't think it's a good thing to do.
I don't know.
There's many people that do retire, but I just feel like I never want to do it.
I mean, I don't run away from the word early retirement because I feel like I've retired from the full-time deal, and I do really like that. I like being able to set my own schedule more. You know that. You know that I have a lot of other interests and things that I have time to do now and really have time. So, and it's also, I will say, it's exciting. I'm not a natural businesswoman, but it's exciting to learn that and to learn those skills and realize those are skills that one can learn.
And get better at.
Well,
clearly you can learn anything.
I sometimes feel like a bit of a slow learner, but, you know, we all have our things that we're better at and not so good at. And
okay, well, when we come back, we're going to take another quick little break. When we come back, I want to talk about why is college counseling such a highly competitive environment?
Okay.
Great that sounds to talk good, about. Right?
Okay, yep.
I am your host, Nicole Perry, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Kate Kuhn, an independent educational consultant. You're listening to Power here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you ready to shake up your workout? Surf Inside Studio is the place to be and offers the newest and greatest workout everyone is talking about. Come get on board, on an indoor surfboard that is, without water and without sharks. At Surf Inside Studio, we will help you embrace the instability of the board while you engage your core throughout a full body workout. Surf Inside Studio is in the Pembroke Crossing Plaza at 15 Columbia Road in Pembroke. Register today for your complimentary first class at surfinsidestudio.com. Or call 781-424-5932.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are here with my good friend, Kate Kuhn. And so we left the last segment with my question, why is the college counseling a highly competitive environment?
Yeah, so what has happened in the last, say, 30 years since I started being a college counselor is that that's sort of part of your question, right? It's like so many kids are applying to college now, and they're applying to so many colleges, and it's very competitive.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about the college environment because Logan's only 14.
Good point.
However, I know that you mentioned it at one point that it was highly competitive. I'm like, why is this highly competitive? Like, you know, but is it really cutthroat? Like, to get your kids in the school, people will just knock each other down and do whatever they can to get there and not give away any secrets.
If you read, you know, too much in some of the popular media, you're going to come away with that feeling, you know, as one of my friends says, if it bleeds, it leads. And so at a, you know, at a certain level of competitiveness, yes, you get that feeling of like, everybody's just desperate to get into an Ivy League college. And as you say, they'll do anything. Mm-hmm. They'll hire anybody. They'll cut any corners.
Know
and so
somebody,
forth.
You know.
Whatever. Craziness. And I'm not saying there isn't craziness out there, but it's also absolutely true that kids and whole families can go through the thing and go like, what is the big deal?
It's just school.
Applying to three or four schools, and my son or daughter's best friend just got into three or four good schools, and we're going and we're figuring out where we can afford it, and the scholarship
like
money is coming and so
up
forth.
With the Joneses.
Yeah, yeah. But there are factors that have made it at, you know, at a certain level more competitive than it was. And I did get some statistics, which I don't want to be boring about, but one of them is that a third of the country's 25 to 29-year-olds now have bachelor's degrees, and then in the early 70s, that was only a fifth. So you have many more students aspiring to have a college degree. Many more, in 2010, 75% of Americans said college education is very important, 38% in 1978. So that's a doubling of people wanting to be in the college, in colleges. Plus, you have now an international demand for American colleges. What you don't necessarily have is a huge expansion of places. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as though the colleges have doubled, tripled, quadrupled in
size.
They're
all the same colleges.
Many of them are the same colleges, and the highly competitive, highly selective ones have definitely not added seats. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if your defined goal is I want to get into one of the 366 best colleges in the Princeton Review book, yes, it's highly competitive. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, now, what about, you know, you're speaking to a non-college graduate.
Okay.
And it's not something I'm proud of, and I don't know why, because I'm such a really big person on closure. So I'll have to address that on another day. But what's the difference between, why would somebody choose a college over a university?
Right. Well, a college could be part of a university. The university is, by definition, something that's going to offer graduate degrees. So you could have, for instance, to name something very local and well-known, Harvard College within Harvard University. Because Harvard University also has the Graduate School of Education, the Business School, the Law School. But
Boston,
if you're
Boston College, Boston University.
Those are two different schools, though.
Okay.
So Boston University is Boston University with its various graduate schools, and Boston College is the Jesuit college out mostly in Chestnut Hill. So again, if you were applying to go to Harvard as a 18-year-old, you're going to be going to Harvard College. Actually, it's Harvard Radcliffe, but Radcliffe sort of disappeared. That was one of the things that happened in that era when...
So you love the history.
The history is always really interesting.
I know. Yeah. You are just a real big
geek.
History buff.
There's the
well,
geek thing,
I know, but it's important and it's fun.
Well, it does add context. You know, the fact that the profession that I have and enjoy right now didn't exist, you know, when I was first going to high school, and it exists now.
Yeah.
So in terms of the competitiveness, it's sometimes perceived competitiveness, but if people perceive competitiveness and they feel, you know, the reason why somebody might hire an independent educational consultant to help with college counseling is because they feel on some level maybe overwhelmed by the choices.
I know,
overwhelmed by the process.
I would need help. I would need your help, and we're going to have you help us when we're ready to.
But it might be very simple too, as you say. It might be just where you're just going to fill out the application and send it in. But the reason I have a career and a job is because it doesn't always feel that simple. You know, students can feel they don't know where to begin. There are all these choices. How do I know? Do I want, as you said, do I want a college? Do I want a university? Do I want to be in a big school?
How far do I want to be?
How far do I want to be from home? And
what can your parents afford? I mean,
always
that's
is one of the questions, right? And how do we go about the financial aid process, which is complicated? It's not easy.
A lot of red tape.
So much red tape, so much paperwork, deadlines. You know, as I sometimes say to students and families, you think the college application process is gnarly and difficult. Wait till you do the financial aid stuff.
Oh, boy.
It's really, I won't get on the soapbox here, but it's probably more complicated than it should be. Just the paperwork, the way the paperwork has exploded. The FAFSA is not intuitive. It's a barrier to college admissions for some populations, which makes me crazy.
Now, is that just our country?
Well, yeah, but
we just generally make things more difficult?
It's a little bit like the tax code, you know, which has gotten more and more complicated. On the other hand, there are people all across the world who kill for our country's educational opportunities.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, because in some countries, it depends on whether you place one decimal point higher or lower on the national exam, whether you go to, whether you're selected for whatever university it might be. So we have kind of free market capitalism in the education world as well, right? So we have all these different options. We have public universities and private universities, public colleges and private colleges. Yeah. We have, in the state
Many
of Massachusetts,
choices.
You have an art college, you have a pharmacy college, you have a college of liberal arts, you have the state colleges. You know, like, just that's just Massachusetts and just the public system. So do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that is, again, a reason why you might want guidance to say,
yes,
what are all these things? What
I
are
definitely,
all these options?
I definitely see the value and what you bring because you just embrace the whole industry and the history and everything. So I see the value. Do other people see the value in what you...
Oh, I think so, yeah. And I again, because they come at a point where they're like, wait a minute, we don't completely get this.
Yeah.
On whatever level. And sometimes it's, you know, the student saying, okay, I have the common application in front of me, but I don't even know how to, I don't even know how this thing works.
And I'm sure you just make it easy for people.
I try to. I mean, again,
I know it.
I know it so well, having worked with it for all this time. So that's one thing I can save people, those kind of timely, costly steps of just like, oh yeah, here's how you open it up. Here's how you get started. Here's what you can ignore. Here's what you can't ignore. You know, so some of those
it
things.
It is a time saver.
Yeah, it's a time saver, a frustration saver.
Yes.
Maybe save costly mistakes in terms of how are
filling
you making...
out, well, filling out the applications. Are you sure you want to fill them here, there, and every... Because they all... Applications cost money, too,
indeed.
Right?
So figuring out, you know, sort of in a grand scale, the macro scale, what is... What are we capable of doing here in terms of time, money, you know, emotional investment, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, because time is money, too. When people say, well, we'll just visit all these colleges. Well, when... You know,
yeah.
When are you going to visit all those colleges?
Yeah, I know. And, I think what is important to reveal to the listener is that you are just such an advocate and such a big help for maybe even the first time parents that have kids going to college.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have any experience at all, you really could use the
That is
help.
How so many people start it. They say, you know, we've never done this before. This is our first child. And then they do feel more confident after they've done it once. Mm-hmm. Although then sometimes they say, but my second kid is nothing like the first one.
Well, so
they're different.
So you have repeat customers.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another quick break and be back in just a moment. I just want to remind our listeners that all of our commercials played during our shows are exclusively guests of Power. I think that's very important to share, right? So we will be back to hear the rest of Kate Kuhn's story. She is an independent educational consultant. And I'm your host, Nicole Perry, with Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Have you tried everything on the market to lose weight? Are you frustrated and feel like there's no hope because of your age? Do you need a coach to guide you? Hi, I'm Gina Gillen, a nutritional cleanse and replenish coach with Isagenics. Isagenics is the world's leader in whole body nutritional cleansing, cellular replenishing, and youthful aging. Visit isagina.com to find out how our powerful products and systems, paired with our unparalleled business opportunity, have helped transform the lives of thousands of people around the world, both physically and financially. Again, that's isagina.com, I-S-A-G-I-N-A.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Hi, this is Meredith Gordon from wineflowersglass.com, and when I'm painting in my studio, I love to listen to Powerful Women Revealed every Sunday at 12:15 on 95.9 WATD.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we're here with my friend Kate Kuhn. And we were just talking about how really valuable your services are and what you bring to the table personally versus another college counselor. And now, do you call yourself a college counselor or an independent educational consultant? Because that's a mouthful.
I know, that is a mouthful. I'm part of a professional organization called Independent Educational Consultants Association, which is a very good
organization. Four associations, I think you're part of.
I'm a few, yeah. But that one is... it's kind of the gold standard in the profession of independent educational consultants. And so in terms of branding and identifying, that's useful to say that that is what I am because it's very accurate. And so, as you say, the mouthful, and you've heard me do it, is specializing in college placement,
yes,
or specializing in college counseling. So my title in any school setting is college counselor.
Oh, okay.
So both of those are valid, and it is simpler. It's more alliterative to be an English teacher to say college counselor.
But your entrepreneurial position.
Right. Yeah, and membership in this organization that says, you abide by good ethics, you have some experience, you commit to continuing your professional development, and you're working independently.
Mm-hmm.
So it, because I guess if I said I was a college counselor, people might think I'm still within a full-time within a school setting.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes.
So.
And I know people are going to be able to find you through our Facebook page and through WATD, but you're clients usually find you on LinkedIn, or how do they find you?
Word of mouth? Mostly find me word of mouth, and yes, I have a presence on LinkedIn, which is good. LinkedIn is great.
It really is.
I'm not trying to do a plug for LinkedIn, but it really is good. And I'm in some groups on LinkedIn, so sometimes I comment things, to do with the profession. And that way I can update my bio and people do connect. I connect to people, they connect to me, and it's professional. I have a Facebook page, but I never use it.
Oh.
And it doesn't seem as though anybody cares
that
I do or not. Every once in a while, I think to update it. Like when the new Common Application essay questions came out, I did post something there.
Yeah.
But it's not where... It's not where the kids that I work with live. They're not going to be looking at my Facebook page.
Yeah.
So it's not that important to me, even though I know social media is a big deal.
Yeah, well, it depends on your business.
Yeah.
Social media.
I think that LinkedIn is right for my business.
Yes, it is.
So.
Because it's a very professional, mine is photo gifts. So, I'm on Pinterest, where you wouldn't be.
I wouldn't even know how to use Pinterest.
Yeah.
You could teach me, but
You're such a quick learner. So you don't really list your packages that you offer on your LinkedIn. People can just call you.
They should call me because, again, everybody's different. And I'm really going to work within the culture of the individual family and their needs. And so it's very personal. It's relationship based. It's, I guess, to use a business word, it's very customizable.
Yes.
So people can hire me as their independent college counselor as a package, a comprehensive package. And that's what most people do choose to do. And that way they have me.
But everybody's child is different.
Everybody's child is different. Everybody lives
in a different area. Everybody wants a different college, wants a different university. So because everybody's situation is unique, every package is sort of unique.
Well, somewhat. And again, so yes, but I'm actually used to that kind of variety. You would think that, having been in a private school, that everybody is coming from the same, but they're really not. So I'm used to different demographics and even working with people who live abroad. I've done that and through Skype and so forth. So so as I was saying, there's kind of, you can hire me comprehensively as a college counselor, and then it's like having your person on retainer. You can call me anytime and how many times, it doesn't matter.
Like a lawyer.
Exactly. A professional. And then another way to do it is hourly, and sometimes that's suitable. Sometimes people just want a very targeted, specific sort of piece of advice about something. And so, but that's to be discussed. We should talk over the phone and have a free consultation where the meter is not ticking for me and you to decide whether we should work together and in what way, what basis.
And what age should the child be? What grade?
That's such a good question, because I suppose the most traditional client is a high school junior rising senior, mm-hmm. but that's certainly not the only one. And I have quite a few families and kids who hire me when the student is a sophomore.
Yeah.
And so we're really not in the throes of the college process yet, but that gives everybody a time to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I can make useful, timely advice at that point about testing that's coming up, standardized testing. Very important to think about curriculum, what courses you're going to take.
And so much less stressful.
Yeah.
To approach it in an earlier stage.
Yeah. The pressure isn't really on yet.
And once you get, you know, a few meetings under your belt, you know, and then you're heading into the junior year, you just feel so much more confident.
Yeah. Then everybody knows, again, in sort of in a macro way, what the structure, what the timeline is going to look like, which is, you know, is freeing to have a feel for that and a sense of that. And then others I will pick up in the fall of the senior year. They suddenly go, and I work sometimes with transfers or adult learners returning, actually.
Mm-hmm. We are almost out of time. I can't believe it. But we do have a little bit more time left. And I want to go into what is this crossroads, this pro bono work that you're doing?
Okay, so you read my LinkedIn bio, and
did my homework.
I do some pro bono work, and I think that's important for those of us that are independent educational consultants or school-based counselors to work with populations that don't always have as much financial access to things like a private school education or a private counselor.
And you do this once a year?
I do different things, but Crossroads for Kids is this wonderful organization, and they have actually one of their camps is right here on the South Shore, Camp Wing at Duxbury.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine who's a college counselor in Duxbury has had an association with Crossroads for Kids, their C5 program, which is the leadership program for seniors. And they have a camp also up in New Hampshire. So last summer, she invited me and some other college counselors to come up and spend a day with the students, and I loved it. So I said, bring me back. So we came back to Camp Wing, and then they had a day in Boston where they were further along down the road, so they were filling out their applications. I said, bring me back. I'll do that again.
That's great.
And so I just went last week, and I'll go again. So it's more
what
than
a good
it's
feeling.
A few times. It's great. The kids are amazing kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very good to be able to, again, use my skills with those guys, that population. And I have other opportunities. I mean, there are a lot of opportunities to do pro bono work as a college counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I do want to be able to do those as well.
Very nice. Well, yeah. I am so glad that you came today. We are out of time.
Hard to believe.
I know. It goes by so fast. I hope that you'll come back again sometime, though.
Well, thank you, Nicole. It's been a real pleasure to be on Powerful Women Revealed.
I know. Isn't
this scary?
Great? I know. Well, I want to thank my guest, Kate Kuhn, for being here today. She is a college counselor, or really an independent educational consultant since 2011. We can find all of her information on our Facebook.com/Powerful Women Revealed. I want to thank you for listening and recognizing powerful women. You can discover and connect with all of our guests at the Facebook page. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you can find all of my information right here on 95.9 WATD.com. We'll be back next Sunday after the news at noon. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.